Baker said, the biggest impact is we have 117% increase in purchasing of power for the sewer districts. So we were able to buy some of the cost down by using reserves that we had in the sewer districts. So Henlopen Acres is a very small sewer district. We are purchasing sewer treatment from the city of Rehoboth. Those costs have gone up to us. So in Henlopen Acres, they're looking at a $3.26 a month increase in their wastewater. In the South Coastal area, they're looking at an increase of like $1.50 a month. So they're very reasonable. We were able to buy it down, but it's going to continue to increase every year. Looking at back to the budget letter in the last, looking at the realities, there are no really any highlights this year. Keeping with all the TV themes and all, it seems like every show is budget reality. I mean, TV are reality shows, so we went with budget realities. The realities are that Delmarva Power hit us with a 94% increase. They talked about 59%. 59% increase was for the average single-family home. The question was, well, what's the reality to us? And the reality is our increases to Delmarva Power were 94%. Now, we were able to go out last week and bid and purchase power from another company that brought it down to 46% for this year. If we were to take their whole package, which they wanted to do was a three-year, but the second and third year were much higher. Before we go out and spend that savings, which was about $300,000, I would caution that we put that money away. Right. It's going to go up. It's not going to be long-term. If we go out and bid it next year, I think they're going to try to make up for what that savings was, so we think we should put it away. The other reality is next year we're going to spend $500,000 in paying for gasoline for our automobiles. So we need to be cautious with that. Our five-year capital plan continues to be aggressive, $250 million, $246,000. What I am pleased about with my leaving, we are not in debt. We continue to build, continue with an aggressive capital plan. We're going to have a state-of-the-art 911 center in the third quarter of 07 that will be paid for, will be no debt, a $12 million 911 center, and we're not raising taxes. It will be paid for, and there's no debt for that. We didn't have to raise taxes to do that. We are planning to a much-needed record retention center. If you go upstairs, go in Brad Hawks's office and look at all the plans he has. Go in any of the engineering buildings. Go out to the West Complex and try to bring something back from planning and zoning. This building is over needed, and we will have the money on hand to pay for that, and we've not had to go out and sell bonds that are supported by property tax. If we have a downturn in the economy, the appropriate reserve list, look at that. Look at the money for buying open space. Look at the money that we are giving to state. We have state agencies now that are asking us for money. That's unheard of. It's supposed to be the other way around. We have towns that are asking you for money. We're not going to be able to do that any longer. We'll be able to take care of ourselves. We are financially stable, and we should be proud of that. No tax increase. We haven't raised taxes since the George H.W. Bush administration, and we are not based on property tax. Our finances are based on user fees, and that's how we should be. Average single-family home, less than $100. Average manufactured home, which makes up about 30% of our single-family homes, less than $40. Budget increase of 2.16%. We are not a tax-and-spend government. 15 members, senior management members, are poised to retire, but I think we have a very good employment base here. We have employees who are capable of taking over if given the opportunity. 40% of our department heads are eligible to retire. We have over 100 street paramedics. That compares to about 36 for Kent County. We're $1.4 million that we provide for 32 extra state police in the county. We have 186 state troopers in Sussex County. That compares to, I believe, 81 in Kent County. $3.7 million for the volunteer firemen. That breaks down to 22.2 $1 million for the fire service, 1.5 for the ambulance service. We were looking last year, based on the money that we provided for the volunteer fire companies, Rehoboth received about $320,000 fire companies. That comes out to about $4,400 a week. I think I could live on $4,400 a week. And probably the best news of all, this is the last presentation of Robert L. Stickles and Company. Now, for the entertainment portion, for those who want to leave, you can. For those who want to see the last PowerPoint, as you know, over the years, we've always liked to try to put together a PowerPoint, put it to music, something for the entertainment. This year, what we tried to do, and this happened this summer, always looking for music and wanting to try to do it. Janice and I like to go to the Rudder and listen to, they always have reggae music at the Rudder in the afternoon. And you can't always understand the music of the reggae. And I like to walk, I don't like to walk, I have to walk on the treadmill in the morning. And I listen to a lot of Dylan and a lot of Bruce Springsteen. And I'm listening to the reggae music and I know that song, but I can't figure it out. Well, one morning it hit me. They're doing Bob Dylan in reggae. So what I've been able to do is find some Bob Dylan music. So what we have is Bob Dylan poetry to reggae music. And then to try to make you help it a little bit better, there is a American photographer, Ansel Adams, who does black and white photography. So we've put his photography in black and white as a shadow to try to help get the PowerPoint. And one of the good things is I won't talk between the PowerPoints. So watch the photography and listen to the words, because the words really clarify the PowerPoint. And this will be the last time the media will have a chance to criticize me. But times are changing. The theme, the music is entitled, Is It Rolling, Bob?